Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
Yo, I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new movie, The Dancing Detective, A Deadly Tango, actress Lacey Chabert. Welcome to the show.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. You look great, as always. I'm loving this title, The Dancing Detective, A Deadly Tango. That is fantastic. Is it a mystery? Is it a comedy? What's it about?
Actually, both. Nailed it. Yeah, okay. It is a mystery. I play the detective. She goes to Malta to investigate a murder. She's partner up with a guy named Sebastian, who is an actor and a dance instructor. He's played by the wonderful Will Kemp.
Okay.
And we have to go undercover as husband and wife. He's also teaching me to dance to compete in this competition so that I can do my investigation. And we couldn't be more different. And he absolutely drives my character crazy because I'm very serious and straight-laced and there to do a job. And he thinks he's a detective. He's acting like a detective that maybe he's seen on TV. And he's really, really funny. So there's a lot of comedy and levity, you know, and in the mystery. And it turns into an adventure.
I bet. It must have been a lot of fun to film. Did you film it in Europe?
Yeah, we filmed the whole thing in Malta. And it was just an incredible experience. I'd never been there.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful place.
I bet.
Incredible. I can't recommend it enough. And the place where we are ends up being a character in the movie, you know, and it's just so
good. You can't fake Lancaster for that. So
No.
I bet it was a treat. Did you have any dance training prior to this?
Well, I mean, Will and I had danced in a Christmas movie that we did together a few years ago. And that was the first time I had really danced seriously on screen. And I am not a dancer, and I was super scared of it, but it was fun to face the challenge and to learn. And while it wasn't perfect, I really made a lot of progress and tried really hard.
Good for you.
But this time around, we're doing the tango and the foxtrot and some pretty complicated dances that were hard, but really, really, really fun.
It's fun, huh? Yeah, it is. And a good workout too. Yeah. So would you ever do Dancing with the Stars now that you've got this under your belt?
I'm still too afraid.
Still too afraid. We'll have to have a couple more dancing movies then before we get
there. I love that show. I'm a real fan. I watch it all the time, but I'm still too afraid, I think.
Oh, wow. That's
we'll see. Never say never, I guess.
Never say never. Is home here in LA or are you an East Coast girl?
So. Yeah, I'm in LA. I'm from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
So I'm oftentimes in the South visiting family, but I've been in LA for a long time.
How come I have never detected even a hint of an accent?
Because I lost it. We moved to New York when I was 7 and I lost it.
Oh,
but let me
tell
you, if I am talking to family, it comes back real quick.
Got it. Got it. Fair enough. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of Mean Girls. Which I know there's been a lot of talk, of course, about a sequel. Would you ever consider it? And what do you think Gretchen would be up to?
Oh my gosh. Gretchen's probably running the toaster strudel empire, I would guess. And they're making a movie of the musical now, actually. So
yeah,
I'm really
that.
Excited to see that.
Oh, that should be very cool. Very cool. It's nice that it still strikes a chord with a lot of people. We were talking about your daughter, your little girl prior to getting on. She's 5 years old, right?
Six.
Or she's 6 years old. That's right. She's had a birthday recently. What's she into?
everything, everything that is, you know, unicorns and just all the shows, and she's into arts and crafts, and my house is covered in glitter 24 hours a day, just all the things. And she's just pure joy and fun and makes us laugh. And you know, you have a daughter, and it's the best.
It is the best, and it just gets better. Has she shown any sort of indication about wanting to get into the entertainment business at all, act in any capacity? And how would you feel about that? Would you encourage it, discourage it?
Well, you know, I had a really positive experience. So it's, my parents were really protective, and I love what I do. I'm appreciative that they nurtured that from such a young age for me, but I would only, you know, want to help her or support her in that way if it's what she really wanted. She's really funny. She is quite a little performer, but she's also very shy, and she's so little, you know, she's mm-hmm. so young right now. I think that's a decision probably best made when she's an adult.
Yeah, when she starts going. How old are you when you started into the business?
I was about her age.
She's about, ironically enough, because I was pretty young myself, too. So.
I was just a tiny bit older. I was about 7, maybe about to be 8 when we first moved to New York, and I started doing theater and commercials. And you know, I didn't understand the business side then at that age. All I knew was I loved performing, and I loved making people laugh, and I loved pretending to be someone else. You know, it's the ultimate kind of use of your imagination in a way. And I have so many good memories over the years.
You get to flex all those creative muscles, and see, you turned out great.
I'm all right.
You turned out all right. Yeah. Congratulations on the film. Again, I think it's the coolest title ever. The Dancing Detective, A Deadly Tango, debuts today on Hallmark. Lacey, thanks so much for taking the time to hang out. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Oh, always so good to see you.
You too, sweetie. Take care. On with Mario Lopez.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.